people who find a way and people who find an excuse. I'm wondering if we're born that way. I wonder if you're born with a gene that says, doesn't matter what happens in my life and anybody who tells me that I can't or any challenge or any problem, I don't care. I'm just going to achieve my goal, do the things that I want to do, become the person I want to become, and nobody's going to stop me. And then comes that great quote, you'll see me at the top of the mountain, I'll be waving from the top or I'll be dead on the side, but I'm not coming back, I'll do it or die. And I wonder if you're born with that gene, the do it or die gene, versus the I'd like to do that, or I've got a goal to do that, or I'm passionate about doing that, but I can't. I'm too tall, I'm too short, I'm too old, I'm too young, I'm too fat, I'm too skinny, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough experience. All the people in my life who I trust and respect have already told me that I can't do it, so I'm just not going to do it. And I can blame them because they told me I couldn't. I can blame the government because they didn't give me a loan, and I can blame the weather because it was raining on the day I was supposed to go and do it. And I'm wondering if that's two separate gene pools and we're born that way, and I'd like to think not. I really love to believe that up until this day, if we have been the person that makes an excuse, blames somebody else, refuses to take responsibility for our lives, that we can actually say no. From this day forward, I'm going to become a regardless person. Doesn't matter what happens, who tells me I can't, what the weather's like, what the government's doing, doesn't matter how tall or short or fat or skinny I am, I'm going to achieve my goal. Now, we know that that's possible because there are literally millions of examples of people that were too tall or too short, too fat or too skinny, too slow or too fast, didn't have enough money, didn't have enough experience, and they've done the things that everybody else told them that they couldn't do, which, by the way, really embarrasses the people that told them that they couldn't do and makes them, some of those people get really angry because they say, I thought he couldn't do it and he went and achieved his goal. So it might be a great idea to get those people out of your life to start with. So the question is this, can you decide from this day forward? Now, is it a big decision or a small decision? I think it's possibly based on small decisions. So if you set the goal that you're going to wash the car, for example, rather than putting it off till tomorrow or deciding not to do it at all or coming up with a reason why the car doesn't need to be washed because it's just going to get dirty again when you drive it, why not just go and do it? Set the goal, but do it. And the reason I don't like the word goal setting is a lot of people set goals, but they don't do anything about it. They just think about it. It's an electrical impulse in their brain. And then they sit down and watch television and come up with an excuse or a reason or justify or blame somebody for not doing it. You often hear that about the car analogy. Oh, I'm not going to wash the car because it's going to rain. Really? The person who's going to wash the car doesn't care if it is raining. They go outside and wash the car because they've set their goal and they do it regardless. And maybe that's a discipline. Maybe that's a habit. Maybe you get into the habit of being the person that does it regardless, which means you can also get into the habit of being the person who becomes lazy, the person who blames, the person who justifies, the person who doesn't take responsibility because it's much easier to do that. And then comes that other great quote, there's the right thing to do and the easy thing to do, and they're not always the same thing. And I hope because I don't know, that if you decided that from this day forward, if I have made my decision to get up in the morning and go for a run, I'm going for a run. Doesn't matter if it's raining, doesn't matter if it's cold, doesn't matter if you feel tired, doesn't matter. You do it regardless. And I wonder if you got into the habit of doing that every single day. I'm going to brush my teeth regardless. I'm going to make my bed regardless. I'm going to put my makeup on regardless. I'm going to keep my car clean regardless. I'm going to keep my house clean regardless. I'm going to return all my emails regardless. And I'm thinking they're the disciplines, the little disciplines that turn you into a disciplined person. The flip side of that is employers often look at that kind of thing. They look at your fingernails or the condition of your shoes or the condition of your car, the condition of your desk, and that might be the reason you do or don't get promoted, because they look at you and see that you can handle, take full responsibility for your small things in your life. So a woman that always has manicured perfect fingernails obviously has a focus on something in her life that she can be disciplined about. So it's for the little things that they may give you more responsibility for the big things. I'm sure that with clients and customers, well, I know because they've told me, they look at things like how clean the toilets are in a restaurant, or they look at how clean the tray tables are on an aeroplane. I used to have a relationship with a Qantas engineer, and he would go through the entire cabin of a 747 and check the tray tables, because he said if the cleaners don't do their job properly, then the passengers think that we don't do our job properly. And from a Qantas perspective, obviously, they have the top level standards of aeronautical engineering in the world, and he didn't want people to think think that a dirty tray table meant that the plane wasn't going to fly effectively. Now, some people call that fanatical, and a disciplined, powerful, passionate person would say that that's just being a disciplined, powerful, passionate, positive person because you want to be excellent in every area of your life. And that's another decision. What if you decided that in every area of my life, I will accept nothing but the best? So whether it's the food that I eat, the exercise program that I choose, the way I keep my house, the way I keep my car, the car that I want to drive, the house that I want to live in, the education that I want to get is always going to be the best. A lot of people have an attitude, particularly about their education. I'll do just enough to get by. I'll do just enough to pass the test. I'll do just enough to get the qualification so I can get the job, and then I become average at the job because the average effort that I put into the education, of course, is going to pass through to the average effort that I put into my job, which is why you can get cranky about it or accept it or be delighted about it, that a lot of employers will look at your CV or your resume, and if you got top marks at school, they're more likely to give you a top position because top marks at school shows some form of discipline. Going to university and completing a university degree, even if it's got nothing to do with the job that you've applied for, shows that you have the ability to apply yourself at something. So having always been this person who studies excellence, who studies why do some people make excuses and some people make it happen, I don't have the answer to that. But what I do know is that the people that are achieving their goals have that attitude, I will do it or die, I will do it regardless. I will not make an excuse. I will not justify why I didn't do it. I will not blame somebody else for why it didn't get done. I will take full responsibility and I'll make it happen. And whether I haven't got the money or I haven't got the time or the weather's wrong or the politics is wrong or my family doesn't approve, I'm still going to do it because I'm going to do it or die. Full responsibility versus no responsibility, making excuses versus making it happen. And I think that's completely up to us. I wonder.